British Sky Broadcasting presents Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Kitties. Garfield's voice by Bill Murray, starring Billy Connolly, Ian Abercrombie, Lucy Davis and Roger Rees, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. A storybook flag on a turret flutters in the breeze. Crows fly through the blue sky above the castle. The front cover of a storybook reads, Fairy Tales. The cover flips over. On the first page, Garfield is depicted pushing Humpty Dumpty off his wall. On the next, he reaches into the basket of Red Riding Hood. On the next, he tempts the three blind mice to walk into his sandwich. Next, he climbs Jack's beanstalk, hotly pursued by the giant. The beautiful, luscious green rolling hills of England. A stone arch bridge spans a river running through the valley. A castle sits just below the horizon, enveloped in trees. The lawns surrounding the castle are mown into a stripy pattern.
Once upon a time, in an English castle, far, far away, there lived a pampered personage by the name of Prince.
A brass bell shakes, labelled Prince's room. The anxious-looking staff in the kitchen rush around, getting a tray of food prepared.
Get the car out of the way!
As the starchy-looking butler passes through the kitchen with a tray, the staff place breakfast crockery onto it.
Prince knew no other life than a life of luxury. Oh, did I mention that Prince was a cat?
A big, fluffy ginger cartoon cat lies on a plush four-poster bed.
Good morning, Prince. Want tea?
Brekkie.
I have your favourite dish. Carlisle log.
Ah, lovely.
Prince tucks in. Later, he's being massaged by two young girls. One holds up a mirror for him.
Super!
He trots over to a large silver server. The lid is removed and he hops onto the plinth.
Oh, it's good to be the king.
On the other side of the world, there lived an equally pampered cat who thought he was a king, but who ruled over a somewhat smaller domain.
Meow.
An identical ginger cat plops through a cat flap.
I'm the king of the cul-de-sac. That's what I'm talking about. John and I have everything I could ever want. Food in the fridge, cable and satellite. And don't forget lasagna. That's right.
It's good to be king.
I want you to know you're the most important thing in my life.
Let me sleep, please.
Before I met you, my life had no meaning. I was incomplete.
I still are, really.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, will you marry me?
Nah, marriage? Well, this is kind of sudden. There may be some legal issues here. Look, I like you, but not as a spouse. Maybe as a servant, we could stay together, make it work.
So what do you say? Liz?
Wait a second, Liz? Liz?
Garfield?
Liz is a girl. No, worse, she's a girl vet.
Turkey's ready.
Well, I think John has touched bottom now.
Garfield knocks the photo frame off the side while John fills a carafe with wine.
We gotta put an end to this torture. Time for a new DJ.
John spills the wine all down his shirt while Garfield leaps and dances over the furniture.
Somebody take my temperature.
Garfield!
John switches off the stereo.
Man, you have changed.
I can't have you messing this up for me, okay?
Oh, I get it. It's her. She doesn't like our music. Whatever happened to John? My metalhead guy, my dude. You were so much cooler when you wore a mullet.
Now stay here.
So much cooler. I I suppose she likes this haircut.
Coming!
Right? Tell me she likes it the way it is now.
John wipes and straightens his shirt and nervously opens the door.
Hey, Liz.
John, I have incredible news. Guess who's going to be speaking at this year's fundraiser for the Royal Animal Conservancy?
Siegfried and Roy?
Oh, come on.
Just Siegfried?
Jane Goodall dropped out at the last minute because she's nursing a sick chimp, and they asked me. I mean, it's going to be at this really cool castle on a huge estate.
Well, Liz, that's...
I am flying to London tomorrow morning. Can you believe it?
What?
I mean, I have to pack and... What? Oh, are these rose petals and candles?
Yeah, well, Liz, I have some... important news of my own.
Hey, me too.
Garfield to a roast turkey.
Excuse me, do you believe in love at first sight?
I was hoping you'd say yes.
You have made me so very, very cat happy.
Well, come on, what's the news?
The news is I finally house trained Odie.
Really?
Yeah.
That would explain the rose petals.
Liz suddenly clasps John's face and snogs him.
I have to pack. I'm so sorry about dinner, but you know what? I will send your regards to the Queen.
Oh.
Okay, congratulations on Odie.
Oh, yeah, and hey, you too. They're lucky to have you.
Liz blows John a kiss, and John goes in to find Garfield playing with the ring box by a plate of turkey bones.
Huh. I thought she'd never leave.
Garfield, you ate the whole turkey?
Well, yeah.
What are you doing with this? Oh, never mind. It's too late. She's already off to...
Oof. Good stuffing.
Well, come on, cheer up. I saved you the wishbone.
There's nothing I can do.
Sure there is. Return the ring and get your money back.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'll go to London.
Oh, you poor sap.
She'll love it. She'll
Please
be surprised.
Please don't do this.
She'll
Tell me you're not gonna do this.
She'll say yes.
Please, don't.
I gotta go pack.
You moron. This is a huge mistake, John. One of your biggest. Don't roam. Stay home. Odie and I are not just coming along for the ride, pal.
Odie steps on Garfield to spring into the car.
This is actually an intervention.
Okay, guys, here we are.
Oh, quick flight. Must have been in the jet stream.
England is no great shakes, huh? I mean, the buildings here look like the kennel back home. That is the kennel back home.
They'll never take me alive.
They're gonna be fine, John.
Yeah. You know, Garfield's never stayed in a kennel before, so I'm afraid he might have some separation anxiety.
No. He's probably fast asleep in his cage by now.
You hear me, Warden? I have the right to remain silent. Anything I say can and will be held against me in a court of law. And I have the right to an attorney, too, pal. And if I can't afford one, what must be provided for me by the court?
The cage door swings open.
Never mind. I just broke out.
He likes a belly rub twice a day. And, oh, if you could give him a pan of lasagna between each meal, that would be great. Oh, almost forgot Pookie. Can't be without Pookie.
John hands a soft toy to the receptionist. Meanwhile, Garfield skulks around the front entrance to the kennels and leaps into John's car through the open window.
Oh, great. Just when things were looking up. Look, why don't you stay here and get your fleas removed? Maybe get a brain transplant. Okay, go away. Beat it. Hide beneath the wheels. God, you're ripping my fur! Get in here! Get in!
Okay, so you have my cell phone and you have the hotel number.
Bye now!
Okay.
Airport and step on it.
John won't mind if I repack him. We're gonna need some room in this bag.
As the car pulls away, all John's clothes and shoes are flung from the window. Meanwhile, in England, a flock of white birds swoop through a stone arch, followed by a shiny Rolls Royce. A white pony in the grounds grazes by a pond with a fountain. The car makes its way up the long drive towards the grand-looking stately home at the end. A man swims in a huge swimming pool with a mosaic floor. A duck waddles across the drive in front of the car. The car comes to a stop. The duck flies through the sky and comes down in the pool, hurtling into the swimming man.
You savage beast, how dare you! Get out of here! Smithy! There's something in the pool, Smithy!
Smithy the butler arrives with a towelling robe for the man.
There's a duck in my pool, Smithy, a duck!
A duck, sir?
Filthy wild animal soaking itself in my pool. What do you intend doing about this?
I shall speak to the duck, sir. Mm. Oh, by the way, the solicitors are here for the reading of Lady Eleanor's will.
Excellent. In a few moments, I'll be the master of this entire estate. And from this day on, things will be done my way.
The two men walk away as the pool begins to fill up with arriving mallards, all zooming in for a swim.
This is the last will and testament of Lady Eleanor Carlyle of Carlyle Castle. I declare this to be my last will and testament, which I make this first day of September.
Keep still! They're reading Lady Eleanor's will.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I can't watch. If Lord Dargis gets the estate, we're done for.
Shh, quiet.
To my devoted Smithy, I make thee caretaker of my estate. Care for my beloved animal friends as you have in the past, and you will always have a home at Carlyle Castle.
Thank you, madam. She's dead, Smithy. You can stop sucking up.
The rest of my worldly possessions, my castle and surrounding grounds, I leave to the love of my life, somebody who is like a son to me.
Thank you, Aunt Eleanor. Oh, thank you.
Please let me finish, Mr. Dargis.
I'm sorry, I was getting a little ahead of myself.
Like a son to me, I leave all my worldly possessions to my beloved Kitty, Prince the 12th.
That's incredible.
Oh, well.
Entirely without precedent.
This is what it says.
But I'm her nephew, her only heir. She can't have left it all to her cat.
I, Prince, the new lord of the castle. Good sir, Lady Eleanor, oh, bless her heart.
Can it be? We are delivered.
Thank you, Winston.
The will clearly states that you may stay on at Carlyle Castle and receive your usual stipend of £50 a week.
£50?
Upon the prince's passing after what we assume will be a long and happy life, you'll receive the castle, the land, and your title.
But that fat ball of fur could last for another 15 years!
Let us hope so.
Mr. Dargis looked from the corner of his eye at Prince, who sits up with a sweet smile and waves.
The castle was built over 600 years ago by Lord Franklin Carlyle. Now, the initial structure is late medieval in style, but
in the west
as you can
wing,
see,
we'll put the pool and spa.
And
yes. And where would the squash courts be?
Oh, there he is!
It's unbelievable!
Oh, hello. Snappy photos. Unfortunately, I can but spare a few moments.
Hey,
and...
buddy, do you mind stepping aside? I can't get a good shot of the cat. One more.
Greetings all. Hello. So glad. So very
glad. May I remind you, this is private property.
Oh, relax, bro. It's not like you own the place.
We shall see.
Quack, 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 quack.
To all the royal subjects, I give you the new possessor of Carlyle Castle, Prince the 12th.
In the stable yard, the various animals bow down to Prince.
To one and all, I pledge from this day forward to rule my kingdom with wisdom and valor. And as long as I reign, you shall continue to have safe haven here on the bountiful grounds of Carlyle. Thank you. That is all.
Pep, pep!
Hurrah! Long live Prince!
I think that went frightfully well, don't you, Winnie?
Sire, I hasten to remind you that Lord Dargis has every reason to get rid of you.
Oh, Winnie, poo-poo. I'm his favourite kitty cat.
Prince trots down the sweeping circular staircase into the Grand Hall, smiling happily at all he owns and swishing his tail as he goes.
Hello, little prince. What a beautiful day for a picnic. What?
Oh, no thanks, old boy. You just run along and enjoy yourself. Hey, what the devil?
So it's hide and seek you want to play. All right, I'll count to 100. One,
hello,
two,
Rebel.
Three, four, five, 35, 36, 37, 38, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. All right, fair warning, ready or not, here I come.
Dargis throws Prince in the picnic hamper into a river.
Bon voyage, Prince.
Oh, dear me.
I may have misjudged the old boy. Perhaps he is somewhat of a scoundrel, after all. This is not the way one plays hide-and-seek.
Prince pops his head out of the basket as it floats past a stone mile marker which reads London 40 miles. In London, a black cab passes Westminster Abbey. John sits in the back of the cab, consulting a guidebook. He smiles happily as he passes Big Ben, the London Eye, and the Houses of Parliament. The cab draws up outside a hotel. Bellboy's carrying his luggage, grimacing with the weight of it.
Will that be all, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wait. How do I look?
Lovely, sir?
No, see, look, I'm proposing to my girlfriend. She's staying just down the hall. So, you know, I want to make sure I look...
Well, let's see now. Needs a certain... Ah.
He plucks a rose from a vase and puts it in John's buttonhole.
May I, sir? There we are. Hugh Grant.
Great. Could you deliver this to the girl in room 407?
Of course, sir.
John takes another rose from the vase.
And this?
Carrie Grant, sir.
John nervously takes out the ring box from his pocket and examines the ring.
John?
Hey!
What are you doing here?
Well, it's just fashion week. Where else would I be?
This is incredible. I cannot believe that you're here.
So you're glad?
Glad. I'm thrilled. But London? I mean, did you come all the way here just for me?
Yeah, it's nuts. In fact, I want us to be together,
The zip on the holdall slowly opens and Odie pops his head out.
Odie! Come here! Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Water.
Lasagna. Garfield?
That's the hello, I guess.
Garfield?
13 hours in a bag with a farting dog?
Ooh, you know, they have quarantine laws here. Don't let Odie out of your sight. They might deport him.
Deport Odie? Oh, I like this country already. Okay, I'm gonna need a litter box, a room service menu, and the TV remote, and in that order. Anyone needs me, I'll be in my office.
Garfield slinks into the bathroom while John frantically checks his luggage.
Where are my clothes?
Cool, my very own cat tub.
Garfield in the bidet turns the tap on and sprays himself in the face.
Golly!
A crow lands on the castle and looks down a pipe. A ferret drops out.
Got it!
Could have just come down and told me that, couldn't he?
All right, listen up. Farmyard Newsflash, I've got some good news and some bad news. Which would you like to hear first?
The bad news!
Lord Dodge's just threw Prince in the river.
Come on!
Oh, okay, give me the good news.
He was in a lovely picnic basket.
If he throws us in the river, we'll never survive.
You're ducks, you can swim.
Oh.
Winston, I'm next in line for the throne.
Uh-oh, this could get ugly.
I have here a list of new rules of governance.
Preston, I hardly think that's necessary.
Rule number one. The barnyard animals congregate entirely too close to the castle. We house pets need our space.
Oh, you've got enough space, laddie. Right between your ears.
You take that back. I command you, as your new king.
Look, there's still a chance Prince may find his way back here. In the meantime, Claudius, you get into the castle and find out what Dargis is up to.
I'm on it. I'm your mouse on the inside.
I'll see what I can learn from my end.
Meanwhile, back in John's hotel room in London.
I want to do something more cultural.
Okay, all right.
You're cold. Getting colder. You're an icicle. You're frozen stiff. Let's remind ourselves what we're looking for. It's a hamburger. A squeaky hamburger.
We take a walk through Hyde Park.
Excuse me. We walk.
Then we stroll down the incredibly cultural Piccadilly.
Stroll?
And then, boom, Carnaby Street.
Aren't we about 40 years too late for Carnaby Street?
No, love, that's where all the swinging birds are.
Oh, well, then we are definitely going to the British Museum.
Any cuter, I'm going to need a barf bag.
Whoa. What are you doing?
I'm security, pal. Just protecting you from yourself.
Garfield, you have caused enough trouble today. Now you have food, water, and company.
Which one is he?
Be good.
John, you're delirious. Be careful, she's a man-eater. Oh, no. He's under her spell. Okay, Odie, I'll give you one small clue. It's not in there!
The butler wanders through the rooms of the castle looking for Prince.
Prince! Where is that? Prince! Prince! Prince!
Prince! Prince! Halt!
Outside in the grounds, the butler approaches Darges, who is clay pigeon shooting.
Sir, have you by any chance seen Prince? I can't seem to find him anywhere.
Oh, dear. You mean our little orange bundle of fun is missing?
Paul!
A rabbit and a duck from the farmyard sit close by.
Crikey! The man's got a cannon!
And he's pointing it at us!
We're sitting ducks!
Careful, sir. You wouldn't want to injure the creatures, would you?
Run away!
Course not. That would make me some kind of monster, wouldn't it? By the way, Smithy, I have a little errand for you. Could you go to London and pick up my new suits at Willoughby's?
Oh, very good, sir.
Smithy goes towards the house and Darges turns back towards where the animals were and frowns as they are no longer there.
Paul!
Back in London, Garfield and Odie watch Snooker on the TV.
Can you imagine taking a nap on that table? Just lie there for hours and shed.
In other news today, the Queen's corgis, Millie and Tilly, return from their world cruise with the Queen aboard Her Majesty's yacht. The animals are said to have suffered mild seasickness, but now are back to eating the finest calves liver
in the
known universe.
Must be sweet. My tummy's upset me. I have some liver. Boy, I wish John was a queen.
Housekeeping.
Okay, Blockhead. Time to bust out of here and catch up with John. First, let's grab some chow.
Before I eat your liver. With some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
The chambermaid comes into the room and Garfield and Odie slip out.
Sorry, we left a bit of a mess in the bathroom. Thanks.
Garfield and Odie in Piccadilly Circus.
All right, keep your eyes peeled for a goofy-looking guy with a map.
But not up here. I'm coming down.
Garfield slides down Tower Bridge. Odie disturbs pigeons in Trafalgar Square.
John.
Where's Waldo?
Take the picture.
Garfield's picture is taken as if he's leaning against Big Ben. They pass Buckingham Palace. Soldiers in red uniforms and big, tall, fluffy black hats march through the gates.
Excuse me, did you see a couple of people look like they might be tourists?
Oh, I know this drill. They won't crack up no matter what you do. Hey, freeze frame. Your knee's on fire. I know I can get this guy. No, seriously, your zipper's down. Hey, dry goods. Yeah. Anybody ever tell you look like Tina Turner? That was effective.
Her Majesty, the Queen of England.
What's all the hubbub?
Attention! Look!
Hey, Odie, look, it's those royal corgis. Hey, lady, you got any leftover liver?
You stuck up little punk.
Oh, I know she heard us. They had the top down. Odie?
Uh-oh. Odie, no. Don't do the ugly American thing.
Odie pees on the guard's boot.
The British are coming. Well, you made him crack anyway.
Disgusting. It's so smelly down here. I must get out. Hello? Someone help a chap? I'm in the sewer.
This is hopeless. We'll never find John. Face it, Odie. Nobody cares whether we live or...
Smithy jumps out of a Rolls Royce and runs up to Garfield.
Oh, Prince, I found you.
Oh, dear. Why is it the weird ones always go for the cat, not the dog? Odie, help, please. Is that a cologne or a disinfectant, sir?
I just got you a special treat. Minced pie.
Odie, call a cop. I mean, Bobby or Jimmy. Never mind, Odie. Don't bother.
There's a pie here.
I'll be just fine.
The car pulls away and Odie looks alarmed. He chases after the car, racing around corners and dodging through the crowds. He finally slows down and looks forlorn. A drain cover slides over to one side and a dirty orange paw reaches out.
Dear heavens, that was absolutely the most horrifying... But I'm alive. I'm alive. And covered in filth. Here. I must return to my throne. What air? Oh, indeed. Seeing me in this state must be shocking. I've lost my bearings. You must lead me with all due haste to the castle at Carlisle, but
first I require a bath.
Here, come on. Do you expect me to lick myself?
Garfield? Odie, what? What are you doing here?
Garfield, What the devil is a Garfield?
What am I gonna do with you guys? Do you know how bad I would feel if I lost you here? From now on, I'm not letting you out of my sight, okay?
Oh, dear heaven. Why is it the weird ones always go for the cat and not the dog?
Oh, bath time for you, buddy.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all day. The dog's not very bright, is he? Where are you taking me? Is it somewhere lovely, somewhere special?
Meanwhile, the Rolls-Royce glides through a London square. Garfield tucks into the pie on the back seat.
Hey, Mario, Andretti, you're driving on the wrong side of the road, and I've got an entire pie in my stomach.
Don't worry, Prince. You'll feel better when we get back to Carlisle.
Excuse me. Yes, hello, Hobson.
Ah, Hobbs, this is Manfred Dargis here. A terrible thing has happened. Prince is missing. We've searched everywhere.
Prince is missing?
Missing?
Well, this is a rather sudden development,
don't you think? Well, actually, it's quite common. In the absence, or in this case, the death of an owner, it can be quite confusing and disorienting to a cat. I mean, let's face it, the brain's the size of a gumball.
All the same, this seems rather fishy to me.
I don't particularly care what it seems to you. Legally, since he is gone, the title of the Carlisle estate falls to me. Am I not correct?
Yes, very well.
Goodbye.
He's up to something. He's got some plan for the estate, and I want to find out what.
Lord Dargis opens the door to a glamorous-looking, slony blonde woman in a cream mac.
Ah, Miss Abby Westminster, I presume.
Lord Dargis, an absolute pleasure. Hello.
I'm so pleased you've shown such an interest in our little enterprise.
Well, my investors are very interested.
Cheers, dear.
To a long-lasting business relationship.
To Carlisle Resort and Spa. Allow me to introduce you to my dream.
They study the model. A mouse watches.
What's this?
State-of-the-art spa, meditation garden, and, of course, luxury condominium.
But what of the woodland and barnyard areas?
Allow me. If you would.
Oh, very clever.
No woodland, no barnyard area. Whoosh, gone.
So what will you do with all the animals?
Let's just say those we don't chase off, we will serve up to the guests.
I must alert the others at once.
The mouse scampers off. The Rolls-Royce coasts down the long drive towards the house.
Bus driver, pull it over. I got a pie belch coming. It might break your windows.
Oh. Smithy gets out of the car and holds the door open for Garfield.
Come on, Prince.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be known as Prince. You can just call me Garfield. Wow. Get a load of this dump. Thanks. No pet door, huh? Holy cow, I can hear my footsteps.
Mom! Dad! I'm home!
Your Highness!
You talking to me, Froggy?
It's me, your trusty servant, Winston.
Hey, warning, I don't fight fair, I scratch and I bite.
It's all right, sire. All is well now, you're home.
Home? A retirement home, a happy home? Where? What is this? Is this an insane asylum?
Am I being kidnapped?
Very funny, sire. Your loyal subjects await you. They need to be comforted by your words.
Hey, trust me, windbag. There's no way I'm going to give a speech to a bunch of strangers.
And then, of course, following your words, a royal feast.
I think I'm just going to do a tight 2 minutes. See if that'll calm them down, okay?
Hong Yang! Hong Yang! Prince the 12th has returned. Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack. Thank you, windbag, for that slobbering introduction. Hello, everybody!
Listen up.
Oh.
Is this an audience or a landscape? Okay, great to be back here at the palace. I look out and I see a sea of dumb barnyard animals.
I'm here in your country to break up a romance between, you know, the guy who owns the house I live in and a girl who's way out of his league. I know that whatever it is that you have, there's some sort of affliction that produces this glazed look behind your eyes. I hope you defeat it. Wish I could take every one of you home with me. Thank you. I killed.
Very funny, so well done.
I didn't realize it was amateur hour.
What's up with Prince?
Oh, he's on the catnip again.
Hold on, chaps. Have I got news for you?
What's the word, Claudius?
Sturgis is going to bulldoze the barnyard and feed us to the tourists.
Let him try. He'll have to deal with these fists of fury, won't he, eh?
Calm yourselves, everybody. We're all right as long as Prince is alive.
Well, obviously that feline is not Prince. Yeah, idiots.
Ugh, he's not even the cat formerly known as Prince.
Oh, don't. He's right, you know.
Wait, he doesn't have to be Prince. He just has to look like him. If he fooled me, he'll fool them.
But what's to stop Dargis from getting rid of this cat, too?
McBunny is right. We must protect this cat at all costs. Our fates rely on it.
Mr. and Mrs. John Arbuckle. Elizabeth Arbuckle.
Yeah. Listen, you dolt. There's been a coup d'etat. Attempted murder most foul. I am Prince the 12th of Carlisle. You there, with the wise and thoughtful look. Hello? Convince this man there's been a mix-up.
Garfield, I want you to be in my wedding party.
Wedding party?
Think you can hold a basket of flowers in your mouth?
Enough with the grooming, you dunce. My subjects face mortal jeopardy. Dog, approach. We must plan my escape, and I'm relying on your expedience and cunning.
Odie chases his tail.
Okie dokie, new plan.
Call my pumpkin windbag. I'm ready to roll.
Roll? Where to?
You know, to the hotel, to John.
Your master? The one who's leaving you for his new wife?
He's not leaving me. It's more of a temporary insanity thing.
Garfield, your master started a new life. It's time for you to begin yours. Come on, I want to show you something. Do you have any idea what runs through your veins?
Yesterday's dinner, I guess.
Royal blood, sire. You are the long-lost heir to the Carlisle throne.
You kill me.
These are your ancestors dating back 400 years.
Mine? Wow. Like I'm a royal cat?
Well, of course. And anything you need is only a flick of your tail away.
A flick of my tail, huh? So if I said drool on your foot, not bad. How about roll over and whistle Dixie?
How's that?
Nice. All right, tough one. Jump up and touch the ceiling.
How's that, sire?
You don't get up there too high there, do you, fella?
I'll give you your royal bedchamber.
I could do some snoozing here. Yeah.
Even a king needs a catnap.
Get up!
Garfield springs onto the bed and bounces up and down.
This baby is spring-loaded. Why do you think they call me Highness?
You all right, sire?
The royal trapeze?
That is how you ring, sire. You pull it whenever you require something.
And what is that?
Your playhouse.
Oh, I needed a playhouse. I've got a house inside of the house. Does this castle make my butt look a little too big?
Fits you like a glove. Oh, blimey.
Pardon?
Well struck, sire. Good tone, smooth finish.
Well, you took that in the best spirit, didn't you?
Shall we have a look at the kitchen?
Did I hear you say, the kitchen?
A chef fries some food on an aga. Other staff prepare food in the huge kitchen. Garfield and the English bulldog enter the room.
Here we are. I'll present your cookery.
All mine?
Every morsel, down to the last crumb.
Okay. All right. You can just call me
Your Highness.
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
To a castle.
Moving on up.
With lots of servants all doing my will. I got me a life.
Moving on up.
Without hassle.
Moving on up.
Sir Garfield is the king of the hill. I sleep on a bed that's real fluffy. I eat from a plate made of gold. They feed me until I get stuffy. My pasta never gets cold. All of my devoted subjects, they know it's all about me. Folks are
so loyal to this cat who is royal. They call me Your Majesty. Moving on up to a castle.
Moving on up.
Lots of serpents. Oh,
in my wheel. Got me alive without castle.
Moving on up.
Sir Garfield is king of the hill.
Yeah, you can just drop that anywhere.
The exhausted Smithy keels over backwards and the tray of food he's carrying flies up in the air.
All right, I'll give it to you straight. It's disappointing. Your donuts are dry and don't have holes in them, and your coffee's so weak it looks like tea.
I don't suppose, Miss Westminster, you could find time in your busy life for a wealthy duke.
No, Duchess, I'm afraid I'm taken.
As I am myself. By you. Oh, don't mind me, I'm just an incorrigible old...
What?
Nothing at all. Gosh, is that the time already? Time, I've always said, flies like an arrow. Don't be afraid to just show up and bring some of those investors. Those lovely investors will throw a party. Cheerio!
Darges hustles the lady out of the house and runs back to where he saw Garfield.
Ah! Smithy! Did I see Prince in here?
Isn't it remarkable? I found him wandering the streets of London as I left Willoughby's.
Indeed. Extraordinary. And where is the little fiend fellow at the moment?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, sir.
Well, I'll maybe take a little look-see. Make him welcome.
Yes, sir.
Darges conceals a paper knife up his sleeve and leaves the room.
Look at this room, for example. How would you liven this place up?
But, sire, this castle is centuries old.
It's a museum. It's boring. And you know what's missing when your crib is a museum? It's called fun.
Fun?
It's not that hard. You gotta get a running start at something this dull.
Garfield slides.
This is gonna end so badly.
It was already cracked.
Nothing escapes you, does it, Sawyer?
Yeah, I like the way this feels. You gotta slide, baby. Uh-oh.
Don't worry about it. That one was cracked as well.
Oh, I can relax.
Garfield leans against a statue which falls, causing a domino effect with a dozen others. Darges runs in to have the last one fall on top of him.
Smithy! Get this thing off of me!
All right, let's go try another room.
Good idea, Sawyer.
Yes, I've got the deed and the paperwork in order, and I've contacted the other...
Solicitors will be out there on Monday. Monday? But I need more time.
More time?
More time for what?
Nothing. Nothing. That'll be fine.
Oh, very well. We'll be there Monday, and...
By some miracle, the prince returns.
We can only hope, Mr. Hobbs.
Darges puts his fingers in a mousetrap secretly set by a rabbit. The bulldog struggles up onto a chair to reach a dumb waiter. The rabbit and duck are inside.
What's the news?
Darges is sure to make a move on the cat.
The solicitors will be here Monday.
Right. Good work.
The dog hops from the chair and runs down the stairs.
Careful, that's high-grade American cardboard you're tossing around there. Beautiful, fellas. Hang the plasma right over the slip and slide.
Sire, a word...
Joels, my man.
Guess what your enlightened, all-powerful ruler has brought to the castle.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Don't tell me. A Renaissance painting.
Foosball, you know? Foosball.
Foosball?
What does he think this is? A pub?
Just because we don't have opposable thumbs doesn't mean we don't play bar games.
Yes, sire, but I feel your life is in danger.
Listen, Winnebago, if I may call you that, when history speaks of me, and she will, I want to be remembered as the party prince.
As you wish.
You chaps know me. I'm no snob, right? But this cat is too much.
He's an embarrassment to our whole way of life.
Oh, he's a disgrace to the furry race. My pillow isn't soft enough. My TV remote won't work.
Don't get your knickers in a twist. I know he's a pain in the neck, but we just got to keep him safe till Monday.
Quack, 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 quack.
Yeah, my loyal and fragrant subjects. Please, thank you. Briefly, I hate Mondays. Hate them. Therefore, I decree from this day forward, there will be no more Mondays.
What?
Got it? Today is Tuesday, then. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah, I think he's lost it.
Like I said, we just got to keep him safe till Tuesday.
Darges approaches a vicious-looking dog.
Hello, Rommel. Aha.
I have a present for you.
Prince's favorite pillow.
Sniffy, sniffy, Rommel. Sniffy, sniffy. Ooh, bad pillow. Ooh, kill kitty. Kill kitty. Oh, what a clever boy. Eat the cat. Yum, yum, yum. I think you're ready.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
Eat the pussycat. There's a good chap.
Operation Feline Protection underway.
I'm on it.
Darges, with Rommel on a lead, goes into the house and up the stairs. Darges lets Rommel off the lead on the landing and Rommel races off.
Oops. Bon appetit.
Here, kitty kitty. Come to Rommel. Where are you, my little furry friend?
Hello, Rommel.
Eat, kitty.
No, no kitty, Rommel. But we have something better to chew on.
No kitty?
That's right, no kitty. Bring Lord Darges's new trousers, please.
Pig! The trousers!
A black and white spotted pig brings Darges's trousers and drops them at Rommel's feet.
Trousers.
Thank you, Sam. And now, Rommel, how about a nice tug of war?
Winston the bulldog gets hold of one trouser leg and Rommel the other, and they begin to pull.
Ooh, Lord Darges, better watch out next time Rommel's on the loose.
Darges strolls down a sunny corridor in the castle.
Hello, Smithy.
Well, you're in good spirits today, sir.
Yes, for some reason I feel a great burden has been lifted.
A burden, sir?
What do you make of my new suit, Smithy?
Oh, very smart.
Oh, Smithy, I've invited Miss Westminster for tea on Monday, and it's extremely important she feel welcome. Why don't you bring up a bottle of the very best champagne and set out the Prince Royal China silver service? You know the type of thing.
Very good, sir.
Rommel, who has spotted Darges, skulks along the corridor behind him.
Trousers.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Miss Westminster, please. Hello, Rommel. Did we enjoy our little snack then?
Trousers.
Ah, Miss Westminster.
Trousers!
Would you like to pop over and have a little?
Yeah.
Who ordered the pasta?
Oh, it's for the kitty.
Oh, good Lord. What gruel is this?
Quite right, old boy. They must have given me yours.
Garfield, since when do you say no to lasagna?
You do realize I'm a cat, don't you, sir?
You know, he doesn't seem like himself.
But he's probably just a little jet lagged.
I suppose I should probably force down a bite or two to keep up my strength. It does have a unique texture.
So, Liz, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been kind of anxious to,
Why am I clapping? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, spot on. Never have I tasted its equal.
In the pub, Prince slaps his face into the bowl of lasagna.
Oh, Garfield, that's gross.
Lisa, may I have some more?
Back at Carlisle Castle, Garfield and Winston sit at a dining table as Smithy enters with a silver server. Garfield's big green eyes are reflected in the lid. Smithy lifts the lid to reveal a large, juicy meatloaf.
Oh, does a Great Dane live here?
It's a Carlisle log, my lord. A savoury of liver and spleen served in a sleeve of sheep's intestines.
And you're supposed to eat it? What is this, Fear Factor? Intestines? Spleen? I'm the king, right?
Prince, actually.
Same difference. I rule, yes?
Yes, Your Highness.
Great, then feed this to the humans and just bring me a piping hot dish of lasagna, okay?
I'll see to it at once, sire. Now it says we add the ricotta cheese.
Sharks, you're supposed to sift the flour, not sit in it.
Don't yell at us. We're not the ones who drank all the cooking sherry.
Oh, the female ferret, sing this song, Nigel. Nigel, ha! The female ferret can't be wrong.
Carrots make everything better, and it can't hurt lasagna.
Garfield enters and is narrowly missed by an egg.
What the heck is...
That was close.
Slipping the eggs, who's in the tomatoes? Now stir the whole thing up in the bowl. Let the bowl sizzle. No, sizzle.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hold it right here, all you animals. What goes on here, Winston?
We're preparing the royal lasagna, sire. Unless you prefer another dish.
Did you say dish? Lasagna's not a dish, Windbag. It's a way of life, a state of being. Man's one perfect achievement. What did the Indians serve to the pilgrims? Lasagna. What did Marie Antoinette scream to the rabble? Let them eat lasagna. What did Neil Armstrong say when he landed on the moon? That's one small slice of lasagna. It's not a dish. It's the stuff of dreams. It's the food of the gods. It's what's for lunch.
Yeah, well, the problem is, it seems we've mucked it up.
You just need a little guidance, that's all. Where's the flour? Who's got it? I need a mixing bowl.
One large mixing bowl.
And someone to mix it. Thank you.
Much obliged.
A pig drops a tomato down a ramp into a barrel where a goat mashes them with her feet.
Sheba, did you remember to wash your hooves? Ladies, thank you so much.
Craig, Craig, little outside.
Step on it, will you? I need that dough. Yeah, we'll need about a half a pound of this.
What a barnyard animal doing in the kitchen. I demand you all leave at once. This is completely against my castle health code.
Getting hot in here. Turn the exhaust fan, will you, somebody?
What are you doing? Get away from there!
The parrot is blasted up the chimney.
Sorry!
Proof. More accidents happen in the kitchen than any other room in the house.
Hey, where did that big ball of dough go?
All I see are magnificent ribbons of perfection.
Yo, it's lasagna, not shish kebab.
Taste that. Is that too sweet for you?
Garfield dances across the surfaces.
One time!
Winston copies him and falls over. A huge copper vat of tomato puree is poured into a tray.
Here comes the parsley!
All right, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in, bring it back, 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 back. Good. Need somebody with a hard head.
A goat helps.
Thank you. It's out of our hands now.
Garfield sits with the other animals at a table in front of a bowl of perfectly formed lasagna.
Oh, oh,
oh,
lasagna's fabulous.
Oh, that's a bit of all right, that is.
Those Italians got it right, didn't they?
Two cheeses. That is delicious.
Yeah, not bad on short notice.
It's beautiful.
What did I tell you? If you just let me be your king and lead you, all right?
Any more?
No, one more piece. Would anyone mind if I...
Mine.
Move!
Easy, hold up
a moment.
Five pieces, Nigel's staying with you. Uh-oh. Please, I command you. Leave room for dessert.
Mine. Back in London, darts plays on the TV in John's hotel room.
Half-inch adjustment from his last shot. Oh, nearly.
Oh, heavens. I fear there was something urgent to which I was supposed to attend, and yet I can't for the life of me begin to recall what it was.
You really like it?
I do. It's great. Thank you.
I'll see you. I gotta go.
Are you sure I can't go with you to this castle tour thing? They won't mind.
It's a conservancy function for speakers only. I guess the woman who owned the place was a big animal lover. You hang with the guys. Odie could use a walk, and Garfield could use...
Prince slaps his fat belly.
Some serious ab work. Anyway, I'll be back soon. Have fun, boys.
My entire world seems to revolve around napping, television, and lasagna. Still, I'm plagued by a vague notion of a duty unfulfilled. Oh, well. Back to sleep.
Odie brings a leaflet to Prince.
What is it?
Woof woof. Castles of England. Good Lord, there it is. Carlisle Castle on the Upper Thames. Oh, brilliant, Odie. All this time I took you for, well, a complete simpleton. Now, destiny calls. To the battlements, sound the horns. For king and country. Farewell, my loyal squire. The legend. What here?
Prince falls backwards out of the open window into some bushes.
Garfield?
Okay, sore bottom, a little disoriented, but undeterred.
Garfield!
Now, which way's the river? I think this way.
Garfield!
Sorry, John.
Prince leans over Westminster Bridge with the Houses of Parliament in the background.
Oh, here it is. Now one needs some kind of conveyance.
Oh, hello. Oh, it's an awfully long way down. But I must, and I shall, and I...
Prince leaps from the bridge onto a boat on the Thames. At Carlisle Castle, the table is set for afternoon tea. Smithy polishes the knife and rolls the neck of the champagne bottle between his hands.
Well, Miss Westminster, I have the papers all drawn up. We need only sign them and it's on to the groundbreaking.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to move forward as soon as possible, sir.
Just think, bulldozers, paving machines, busily transforming this dump into beautiful luxury condos. You and I striding through centuries of dust like giants, surveying our emerging empire. Two proud parents. I'll just check on Smithy, see if tea is ready.
Darges walks around the garden to the swimming pool and is hit on the head by a beach ball. The animals have taken over the pool area with colourful inflatables. Cows, ducks, geese and horses inhabit the pool and its surrounding area. A ferret drinks from a spilled champagne bottle.
Filthy monsters!
Come in here, you smelly creature! Come here!
Pigs, mark your men!
Come here, you smelly individual!
Darges chases a goat with a rake but trips over a pig.
You know what? I got two words for that guy. You're fired.
If only it were that simple, sire.
Swine!
Is there a problem, sir?
Is there a problem? There's a bull drinking my champagne, the pool's full of wild animals, and a pig just tried to kill me. Yes! I would say there was a problem.
I'll tend to it, sir.
You'll tend to it immediately, and we'll have tea indoors. Do you think you could handle that? Thank you, there's a good chap.
Darges steps on the rake and smacks himself in the face. As he falls to the ground, Miss Westminster runs up.
Has there been an accident?
I'm afraid tea will have to wait till later, Miss Westminster.
Oh.
A black cab stops outside Scotland Yard, and John and Odie jump out. John is at the front desk talking to a police officer.
He's about 42 and a half pounds. He's orange fur, more like a burnt sienna. And he answers to the name Garfield, I-E-L-D.
Okay, well, fortunately Scotland Yard isn't very busy this week, so we'll put together a task force of our best men and turn all our resources and attention towards finding your fat cat.
Really?
No.
Come on, Odie.
Back at Carlisle Castle, Darges has strapped on a metal codpiece for protection against Rommel.
Now, Rommel, it's really quite simple. Me? Prince. Prince? Me. Provider of food. Food.
What, Governor?
Yum, yum. Attaboy, Rommel! There you go! Well done, that's the spirit! Bad boy! Bad boy! Come on, get along! Smithy!
How are you? Do me a favour, have that polished. There's a good chap. So what's on your mind, Smithy?
Mr. Hobbs' office called. Are the solicitors convening again, sir?
It's nothing at all, Smithy. Papers to sign, you know, boring. Incidentally, when did you last have a holiday, Smithy?
Holiday, sir? I can't remember.
Seriously, man? Mm-hmm. What an embarrassing oversight on my part. I insist you have a week's holiday starting today.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I can take
a... Smithy, I won't hear a word of it. I can just see you cycling in the Dordogne, fighting the wild boar in Tristan da Cunha. Farewell, wind to your sails, and bon voyage, Smithy.
Well, then, thank you, sir.
Darges gives Smithy a sideways look as he leaves. In a London park, the sun is shining and people are enjoying a stroll across a stone bridge.
What am I going to do? How am I supposed to find Garfield? London's really big.
Odie gets a newspaper from a bin and gives it to John.
A
I don't care about some alien love baby, okay? I'm worried about Garfield. Okay, Odie, you know what? You're being a real... Lady Eleanor of Carlisle has left her entire estate to her beloved cat, Prince the 12th. Maybe someone mistook this cat for Garfield. Odie, come on. Come on, buddy.
The Venetian crystal chandeliers in this room were commissioned by the 3rd Earl of Carlisle in the late 18th century. Over here, we have several family portraits painted by the Dutch master Van Dyck. These are amongst the many treasures to be found at Carlisle.
Rule Britannia, Britannia catches waves.
Oh, Hogwash. Huh? I tell you, this cat is mocking us at every turn.
Preston, calm yourself. We're only doing what is best for everybody.
How much longer must we sustain this charade? I can't believe this cat is so stupid as to think he's actually royalty.
Well, he does. And house cat or not, we need him.
What?
House cat?
Just have a little patience.
Patience? Ha! Admit it, Winston. This buffoon couldn't groom the paws of a real king.
Buffoon?
Garfield, who has been listening into the conversation between the parrot and Winston, pads away looking lonely and downcast. His eyes are full of sadness, and he sits in the hall looking back to where he was eavesdropping. Later, he is sitting on the parapets of the castle, silently pondering over the landscape below. Elsewhere, Smithy is packing his suitcase and encloses a photo of Prince, which he lovingly strokes. In London, John and Odie drive a hire car. At the castle, Prince's bell remains silent as Garfield lies dejected on his bed, absent-mindedly swinging the bell pull. Smithy takes one last look at the hall of the castle and trots down the steps, out through the front door and across the grounds.
Golly, this is without a doubt my all-time crummiest moment. Huh?
John. Man, I've been such a stupid, selfish cat.
I've lost my friend.
I gotta find him.
The original medieval kitchen has stood on this site since 1485.
Yes, yes, it's big, it's old, and it's musty.
Lord Dodges, please meet the tour group from the Royal Animal Conservancy.
Oh, by all means, save the little darlings. That's my motto. Big fan of Free Willy, Born Free, all the Free movies. Bravo! Now off you go.
If you come this way, we'll
be... Darges spots Liz.
Hello. Welcome to Carlisle Castle, my dear.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Well, that makes two of you. Did I mention how much I abhor fox hunting? Unless, of course, in self-defense. If I may, one question...
Liz.
Oh, the same as our own dear Queen Cordial. One question, Liz.
Liz?
What would you say if I were to donate one of my priceless oil paintings to your conservancy?
Thank you.
But how would you say it?
That royal sleaze is hitting on Liz.
Perhaps you would consider dining with me at the castle tonight?
Nobody hits on my best friend's girlfriend
and succeeds.
Yoo-hoo! Mr. Pinata Head. You!
Me?
Excuse me for one moment.
Sure, but
me
I...
castle is Sue Castle.
Garfield bolts down the stairs, but Darges lurches out from behind a door and pounces on Garfield, trapping him inside a cloth bag.
Ah! Ow! Your 9 lives are up!
No, 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 no!
Good Lord, these people never sleep.
Oh, why now?
Ah, Mr. Hobbs, punctual as usual. Just taking out the rubbish. Won't be a jiffy.
Oh, please. Okay, you got me. Oh, you are so stupid.
Garfield shouts from inside the bag as Darges scoots downstairs with him.
Dungeon!
I'm just a cat. Oh, please. I'm so weak. And you're so strong, so powerful.
You creep!
there's more than one way to skin a royal cat.
I'm not a royal cat. I'm a self-centered house cat. Hey, wait!
What, you think I'm gonna crack in here? No, this is gonna be a treat. I'm finally gonna have some quality alone time. I'm gonna write that novel I've been putting off. I'm gonna learn a couple of foreign languages, and I'm gonna start a whole new workout regimen. I'm gonna lose all this. Get myself in top physical condition. Thank you! Yeah! I love it here! You've done me an enormous favor. Who's laughing now?
Prince climbs a dry stone wall.
Oh, it's nice to get away from the urban sprawl.
Carlisle, 28 miles. Came my way.
Prince runs along the wall and leaps onto a passing lorry.
Piece of cake, really.
So we make a left up ahead.
John and Odie whiz down a narrow country road.
Oh, right turn. Thanks, buddy.
Darges talks to the three castle solicitors.
I'm afraid there's just no sign of him.
Really?
Well then, let's make it official. Well, if we must, we must.
And then there's the time I got hit by that car, and the time that I ate that six-day-old halibut. Hey, that's only seven lives. I got two more. All right, I'm gonna get out of this.
Suddenly, a brick in the wall moves forwards and drops.
Bingo!
Winston and I have come to your rescue.
Took you long enough. What, you finally hear my stomach growling?
No, but we heard your tiresome monologue. Bad halibut indeed.
The mouse on a weight draws up a door and Winston appears.
Let's get you out of here, Your Royal Highness.
Winster.
The solicitors are here. We have to move quickly.
Huh.
Then we luncheon,
Your Royal Highness.
Yeah, you can drop that shtick, drool boy. I heard you in the bird. How about the house cat part? I love that.
Oh, all right. So we weren't exactly honest. We had to do it. What would you have done?
Save your breath, chubby cheeks. I shall abdicate my throne and return to my TV chair.
You were our only hope.
The only hope of the hopeless. What do they want, blood? I have been eating and sleeping my heart out for these animals. Still not enough. Like I'm not as good as a royal cat could be.
Garfield passes a gap in the hedge where Prince is passing, on the other side. Garfield stops in amazement and turns back. Returning to the gap, he raises a paw and Prince is there doing the same. He dances backwards, Prince dances backwards. He shakes a paw, so does Prince. They both shake their bottoms. They both look between their legs. They both stick their tongues out. They both do snake hands. Then Garfield leaps gymnastically about while Prince watches him holding the same last position. They both then wipe and breathe on the imaginary mirror between them. Prince runs out of breath and collapses. Garfield doesn't.
Aha! I so knew you weren't me.
And you must be Garfield.
How do you know my name?
I've lived your life for the past few days. Yes, if ever a man loved a cat, it's your John. Return to him, Garfield. Return to your home.
Your Highness, you don't have to tell me twice. Bye-bye.
So, thank heavens,
the real
you've
prince.
Returned.
Prince is home. Back with us.
It's the real prince, the genuine article.
Yes, my friends, I have returned to you at this, our darkest hour. So, Winnie, what exactly is Lord Darges up to?
He intends to level our homes and kill us all.
Okay. Well, in that case, I decree that we pack our bags and get our scraggy bottoms out of here.
Perhaps to the castle next door?
Oh, boy.
What?
Well, that was inspirational.
Brilliant.
I am so fired up.
You know, I have to believe we can do better.
I thought you were leaving.
Hey, button the beak, Fruit Loops, or I'll stick that thing on backwards. Look, Lord Doofus is just another bully, and what do we do to bullies?
Well, generally, we run from them.
No, we don't leave. We stand and we kick royal butt. Trust me, if you beasts can bake a two-cheese lasagna, you can beat Darges.
Well, do you have a plan, Garfield?
Tell you what, for the duration of this battle, I would prefer to be called G-Cat.
And we have two plans.
Oh, teamwork. Oh, yes, yes.
Rommel stands outside the main entrance to the castle on the stone steps, whilst Garfield appears from behind the rolls.
Hey, girly dog. Yeah, you girly girl, you're such a silly sissy dog.
Rommel chases Garfield whilst Prince dashes into the house.
Go, go!
The game's afoot.
Sissy, silly dog. You don't move so good, bozo. Oh!
Rommel stops amongst several huge animal-shaped topiary bushes.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Yoo-hoo! Oh, Mr. Stinky Dog!
Hey, local.
Oh, no!
Run away!
Garfield, riding on the head of a black bull, chases Rommel through the gardens. Meanwhile, the three solicitors and Darges settle down around a desk.
The loss of Prince. I'm not quite sure that any of us will ever get over it. Prince and Carlisle Court were one. Sometimes it's almost as if his spirit was still.
Garfield's shadow is thrown onto the wall as he passes the window.
His spirit still what?
Still roaming the grounds.
Prince bounces past the room.
I wonder if you could excuse me for a little fire. Do you hear running water? I won't be long.
He's a bit of a tool, don't you think?
Darges opens the door to Miss Westminster.
Yes?
Lord Darges! Am I early?
Only just, Miss Westminster, only just. Oh, please, please, please.
I was just finishing something. I wonder if you'd like to wait in the library.
Okay.
Make yourself at home. Have a seat.
Tally-ho.
Oh, on the other hand, this simply won't do. Right. Smithy's been painting again.
I can't smell anything.
Oh, you never can, my darling. Next thing you know, your salsa dancing in your knickers.
What?
I won't be long.
Darges hustles her through to another room as Prince is running along on top of the globe. But when he turns back, Prince is gone. He looks out into the corridor.
Ah, Mr. Darges, will we be starting sometime today?
Absolutely, Mr. Hobbs.
Hello again.
Ah! What's the matter?
Matter with what?
You screamed!
No, I didn't. Why don't you adjourn to my study?
The solicitors make hesitant steps towards where Darges points.
And now I'll retrieve the papers.
Darges darts off into the previous room to get the papers.
Where are you, you red-headed devil?
He screws up a document from the desk, which Prince has paw-printed, and hurls it into the open piano. Prince pops up.
Oh, no! Yo-ho! Mr. Fancy Pants!
Wait till I get my hands on you!
Ha-ha! You bring it on!
The mouse releases the piano lid, slamming it down onto Darge's fingers. He clasps them in agony and goes back out into the corridor to look for Prince.
Darges, I got two words for you. Meow.
Come here, you!
Darges chases up the stairs after him and into his bedroom.
Oh, no, you won't do. I specifically requested a feline masseuse.
Darges throws himself at Garfield, but a goat releases the huge canopy above the bed onto Darges.
Somebody get this thing off of me!
Darges, draped in the canopy, runs out of the room after Garfield, who jumps onto the dumb waiter.
Hey, bozo! Yeah, you buster!
Hey!
Garfield shuts the door just in time and Darges has to run down the stairs.
Stupid, red-haired, flea-bitten!
Darges trips over the canopy and falls headlong down the stairs, stopping at Miss Westminster's feet.
Lord, please!
I felt a slight chill.
What?
I thought a simple rap would be just the ticket.
There!
There what?
There is
absolutely no reason why you can't have a cool, refreshing drink to make you feel calmer in this steamy weather. Wait in the room. Stupid cat! Nobody makes an idiot out of me!
A suit of armour sticks out its leg and trips Darge's up. He smashes his face into a shield and falls back on the floor. The visor of the helmet opens.
Oopsie-daisy.
Medic!
Well done, old man.
Thank you. Never seen a welcome mat on the way out.
Garfield bounces off Darge's chest and bounds out the front door.
Get your cameras ready, ladies.
Come back here, you flea-bitten monster!
Darge chases Garfield out of the front door with a spiked ball on a chain. He chases him through the gardens. Garfield hops up onto a wall and sticks his tongue out, teasing Darge's as he runs towards him. Darge's hops over the wall to come face to face with Rommel. Rommel chases him back over the wall and through a maze of hedges.
Kazza!
He runs down some steps and around the edge of the house to hide behind a wall. The rabbit and duck are there with binoculars and a clay pigeon shot at the ready.
Target sighted! Shake him off! All tight! That! And that! Down a bit, down a bit! Up!
Bounce your uncle!
Good Lord! It's a conspiracy!
Darge's lies on his front as Rommel races towards him.
Oh, dear.
Smithers!
Smithy sits on a bench as John and Odie drive up.
Excuse me, sir? Is that Carlisle Castle?
It is.
Maybe you can help me. Have you seen a cat that looks like this?
Oh, yeah. That's Prince, the cat of Carlisle.
Oh. It's also Garfield, the cat of the cul-de-sac.
Do you mean to say you have a cat that's Prince's doppelganger?
No, I'm saying they look exactly alike. And there's a chance they may have gotten mixed up.
I see.
Darge sits at a table.
There you are, man. God, what's happened to your clothes?
Indeed, it's been a kind of day.
Mr. Darge, I demand an explanation.
I had no choice. The cat just won't die.
What did you say?
You will sign the deeds over to me. Cat or no cat?
Oh, my!
Mr. Hobbs, you were right. Lord Darge's was willing to go to any lengths to get the estate. I can see you're busy. I'm just gonna...
Cat! Young lady! Get over there. Traitoress, you were working with them all along.
Darge holds a crossbow at the solicitors and Miss Westminster. John drives up. Odie jumps out.
Odie, wait for me! Oh, Odie!
Get on with it!
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. Shall I ring for tea?
Well, it's Prince and he's alive!
I am bushed. All this running for my life stuff. What say we break for lunch, take a quick nap, and pick it up later? Sound good?
There are two of you little monsters. Hmm?
For those of you keeping score at home, that's 18 lives.
Two cats.
No matter. I've plenty of ammunition.
Odie races in and latches onto Darge's bottom. The solicitors and Miss Westminster stifle laughter as Darge flings the crossbow. John catches it.
Oh, Odie, let him go.
Help! Oh, your lunatic dog just bit my bottom. All right. Well played, you.
Hey, look, it's little John.
Good show, old man.
I'll go quietly.
John?
Liz!
What's going on?
Well, hello, my dear.
Hello.
I'm not a moment too soon.
Is this a part of the tour?
Let her go.
All in good time. Now, if you'd be so kind.
Okay, stay calm, okay?
Mr. Hobbs, the papers, please.
I've seen enough. You want to call in your weasel?
Sit him, Nigel.
Oi, I'm a ferret, and I mean business. Trouser leg business!
A ferret runs up Darge's trouser leg.
Please. Oh, on second thoughts, I'll have some white meat.
Good Lord! There's a wild animal in my trousers!
John punches Darge's in the face. Darge's looks shocked and then falls to the floor.
Hoody-doody-doo. Who's next then, eh?
Glassjaw. He can dish it out, but he can't take it.
That was amazing. Are you okay?
Yeah, I never felt better.
Well done, Garfield. I was rooting for you the whole time.
Did you hear something?
Yes, one did.
I'm here to discuss my new position in your...
There he is, gentlemen.
Come along. There's a good boy.
Oh, it was the animals, you know. Plotting, planning, every one of them against me.
I assume that will be all, sir.
Smithy, he'll vouch for me. Smithy!
Odie, thank you. You're a hero and a gentleman.
Whoa, there are two Garfields? Well, how can you tell them apart?
Oh, you forgot imbecile.
Garfield. Liz, I've been trying to get the courage up to ask you something all week.
Uh-huh.
And,
John searches for the ring in his jacket pockets.
Oh, come on. Really?
Looking for something?
Garfield saunters up with the ring box in his mouth. John looks at him in happy disbelief and takes the box from his mouth.
Thanks, pal. Liz, will you marry me?
Yes.
Liz comes down to John's level and kisses him. Everyone smiles.
You know, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's.
Come on! The coast is clear!
Winston encourages all the animals to come in. A goat, sheep, cow and birds, geese and pigs enter the room. The solicitors look shocked. Garfield and Prince dance on the table.
Yeah, Garfield.
That's right.
Come on.
You do the Carlisle jig? He goes like this.
Can you do this?
Hey, Boogaloo. Bust a move, man.
No, it's something like this here.
And so, my loyal subject, I leave you with a final legacy.
Prince leaps from the diving board into the pool where all the other animals are enjoying themselves in and around the water, playing on inflatables, sunbathing and eating and drinking.
Brilliant party, sire!
Yeah, when the going gets tough, the great ones party.
The end.
Who wants to play Marco Polo?
Marco!
I refuse to partake in this sinful display of hedonism.
Ooh, this must look good.
Get a load of this! Bombs away!
I love this pond! We rule the pool, Goosey! Give me some feathers!
To the right, can I have this dance? I see you moving, oh so well, have to give myself a chance. So, lights, camera, action, up in the club, it's all on you. We'll get sweaty if you let me do exactly what I do. So,
move. Watch the ears. Thank you. You're so kind. Odie, could you beat it, please?
It's good to be king.
Music's